Hello, and welcome to The Developmental Edit. I'm your host, Christine Petty, from Last Page Editorial, and I'm here to help you write books readers can't put down. This week, I wanted to talk to you about the idea that writing is actually mundane. Being a writer is a mundane activity, which might sound stupid to say out loud, but when you think about it, there's so much resistance when it comes to actually sitting down to do the thing you were going to do, which we touched on a little bit last week. But the thing is that the ideas that you're writing about, the stories that you're writing, those are exciting. Those are what thrills you. But the act of sitting down to write them is mundane. And I want to counter that by saying that the point of doing it is not actually about the final product. It's not actually about the book you're going to write. It's about the process that you're going through as a person who shows up every day or whatever your writing schedule is to do the work. The thing is that final polished book that you see in bookstores, that's the result of hundreds, if not thousands, of hours and lots of effort from many different people. The writer, the editors, the proofreaders, the cover designers, I mean, and that's just if it's been self-published. So think about your favorite authors. Okay, whoever they are, think of how valuable it would be to be able to see their first draft, or their second, or their third, or their fourth, or their fifth, however many times they had to redo it, however many times they had to make changes. How valuable would that be? I would love to see first drafts of Jane Austen's work. I would love to see first drafts of Rainbow Roll and first drafts of Harry Potter. Can you imagine? There's just so many different things that we don't see. In a way, a published book is kind of like the Instagram version of your life. It's what you want people to see. It's that final product that you're working for. But when you're actually making it, it's a lot of work. And this might seem unrelated, but I wanted to share a story. And I wish I remembered the name of this documentary that I had watched. If I find it, I will let you guys know. But it was about, I don't know who all else was in it, but Judi Dench was in it, the British actress, Judi Dench, who is one of my favorite actresses. She's one of those badass old ladies that I aspire to be like when I grow up. And they were talking about how after she had gone to college and gotten trained in acting, she joined this theater company with a lot of other names as well. Like, it wasn't just Judi Dench. It was like all these people of her generation, that group of British actors from her generation, they were all doing this. They joined this theater group. And what they would do is they would spend all week rehearsing and memorizing one of Shakespeare's plays, let's say Hamlet. So all week long, they would have rehearsals all day, every day, where they're memorizing Hamlet and laying it out. Because the next week they're going to be performing Hamlet every night and twice on weekends. And then when they were performing Hamlet that night, then in the daytime, they would be memorizing something else, like Romeo and Juliet. And then the next week they'd be performing Romeo and Juliet while memorizing As You Like It or whatever it was. So every week they are performing in one and memorizing another. And I can only imagine how, first of all, insane that is, like just the amount of work. My brain hurts thinking about it. But also, that's what made them so good. That's what made them some of the best actors that we've ever seen, not just of their generation, but like of all time. And it's because they showed up for the mundane. And they probably messed up some of their lines. Like, can you imagine you're performing Hamlet, but you accidentally throw in a line from something else? Like, Macbeth? I don't know. Maybe they alternated comedies and tragedies, but still, can you imagine the pressure, but also the monotony of it and the grinding, draining, just mundanity of it? But the thing is that they showed up and they did it every day, and that's what made them so good. The first thing you write is not going to be that good. Back in the day, I think it was in the 20s and 30s, writers weren't writers when they published a novel. They didn't write novels first. A lot of times they would write short stories. Short stories used to be a much bigger thing than they are now. I've still read some really great short story collections that have been published recently, but back in the day, this was all the time. People were always writing short stories because that's how they were practicing their craft in a shorter form so they could make really tight scenes and characterization and dialogue and plot and everything. It had to be compacted and into this like powerful punch in your face of just brilliance. And so they would practice and they would write short stories and they would send it to magazines or newspapers or whatever and try to get them published. And that's what made those writers get better and better over time. So when you think about people like Shirley Jackson or Ray Bradbury or James Baldwin, all these different writers, they have short story collections and they have them for a reason. Because one, it was a way for them to be expressive and creative without having to commit to, I have to finish this giant book at one time. But also they knew that that's where the magic was going to happen. The mundanity is where the life is. And anybody worth their salt will tell you, whether it's about parenting or building a business or acting or writing, that showing up on the mundane parts are what builds your work over time. It's what makes you great over time. It's what strengthens your relationships over time. It's what builds your business over time or your following over time. It's showing up for the mundane because it's not about how you feel. You won't feel like it, but you still show up and do it because you know it's worth it. The people whose names you know are the people who showed up every day. And that's what I want for you. That's what I want you to think about when you are in the middle of feeling bored or frustrated or stressed out or overwhelmed. Give yourself some grace. Make sure you're practicing self-care. But by showing up, by doing the mundane work, by doing the mundane part of where you just are sitting there writing and maybe you don't even like what you're writing because it's not very good, it doesn't matter. Because by showing up and writing, your writing is getting better. By showing up and doing the work, you're training yourself for greatness. You're not going to jump from here to there without taking those daily steps. So I guess, I don't know, maybe this is a part two to last week. I'm not really sure. I had a few notes here, but that's really what I wanted to say. And I hope it was somehow helpful for you. I'm not scripting these anymore. I just read off of my notes and see where the conversation goes. So that's where it went this week. Something that's been on my mind as well for myself, because doing this podcast and editing and building up the editing business, it's kind of similar for me. So we're on this journey together, even if it's in slightly different ways. I want to thank you so much for being a listener, and I really appreciate you hearing me out and hearing my thoughts. I hope you found something helpful in my ramble today. If you'd like to work with me to edit your manuscript or do a beta read or for coaching, you can find all of my services on my website, which is lastpageeditorial.com. And you can connect with me on Instagram at lastpageeditorial. If you have any questions or comments, please send me an email, christine@lastpageeditorial.com, or you can message me on Instagram. That works too. I would really love to hear your feedback, and if there's anything that you're struggling with that you would like me to talk about on the podcast, I won't have to name you specifically, obviously, but just to kind of touch on those topics, I would love to hear from you. So if you liked this episode, please like it, share it, follow, subscribe, whatever, hit a button somewhere, share it with somebody who also might enjoy it and benefit from it. And you could also leave me a review, because that's really helpful for me as well. And I really appreciate it. I will be back very soon with another episode. I hope you show up. I hope the mundane is where your magic happens. I know it will be. Have a great week.
This is the end of the show. I hope you liked it. This is the end of the show. I hope you found it somewhat helpful. And if you have any questions, or you just like to connect, I'm on Instagram @lastpageeditorial. Have a great day.